Hello, and welcome to Two Guys Talking AI. My name is Kevin Jaskowiak, CMO of Unisense. I'm joined by my good friend and CEO of Unisense, Bharat Vijay. How are you doing today, Bharat?
Hey, Kevin. Hi, everyone. Very exciting week last week, and we're going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about, we attended last week the TICON 2024 Expo in Santa Clara, California. It was a pretty amazing show. And I think what was really amazing about it is that, almost 100% of the focus is around AI. And that's kind of what we talk about on a weekly basis. So I thought it was really good. We went in pure organically. Nothing was scheduled. And it worked out really well. We had multiple great conversations, met a lot of good people. And really what we want to do is kind of do a quick summary today. And then next week we'll get back on the track of having guests and digging into other areas of AI. But, Bharat, what did you think? I mean, it was, first of all, super overwhelming. 3 days, it was, what's the saying, drinking out of a fire hose. But, the amount of information and the contacts and what people were talking about just blew me away. So, I mean, what was your take on it?
Yeah, actually, it was just amazing. I think to see there were so many startups that today you don't even need to mention AI. And in fact, one of the startups said that, look, I don't need to say AI anymore. It's already part of what we're doing. And the theme was the ubiquity of AI. So it's already moved. AI is moving into all these different categories. While there's a lot of work going on with generative AI, traditional AI is here to stay. So just hearing that from investors, speakers, people coming by, we also had a stall there, a booth, and we had people stop by. So we had a chance to talk to several hundred entrepreneurs, customers, investors, companies, corporates. So all in all, I think a really exciting 3 days.
I thought it was also great, Brock, because we heard people say that they actually follow our podcast, which, for two guys eating lunch, talking about AI, turning it into an idea to a podcast, to actually having people come up and say they listen to it. Pretty exciting stuff. I was blown away. That I guess we should start dressing up better or something, because now that we have people actually following us, I think it's pretty amazing. But we've talked about retail at length. We've talked about really debunking or kind of bringing a more informational level of what AI and the risk. We've talked about AI in the employment space, not only domestically, but also internationally in India. And then last week or the week before, I was blown away with AI in soil science and the wine industry. From the show, what did you take away? What were the ones that were you found amazing and where you see a trend going, in the next 6 months?
Yeah, I think I got to start off by saying we had almost half hour conversation with Sai Deepak, who is the advocate to the Supreme Court of India. And he was talking about the crystal ball, where looking into the crystal ball and talking about how he saw AI being useful in the whole legal space. And then we heard Asha Chareja talk about how she's looking at it from the standpoint of both being a philanthropist and a venture capitalist. So it's definitely, I think for me, some of the things that stood out were the fact that it is just so ubiquitous that people, you got to lead off with it. So when you're talking about your company, you're talking about your product, you got to lead off with how the intelligence is helping you scale. At the same time, we also saw something that really validated the way Unisense has been thinking about it, that AI is really not here to replace the human being. I think that came out in several of our conversations. It it was very clear that there's a drive for people to move into areas that don't, that are away from the automation. And AI, especially with some of the talks that were given on MLOps, which is, machine learning ops, and the frameworks for MLOps, that AI is becoming a lot more, it's become like a managed product. So those were some of the interesting things. We saw some really great speakers, come up and really enthral the audience. Folks like Naveen Chadha, and many of the other speakers really touched upon how they're looking at it from the investment side, how the disruption of Gen AI and the fact that you really don't know where it's going. I think that's something that came out. We don't know where it's going. But when they look back, they see traditional AI is here to stay. So traditional AI is becoming, which is classic machine learning, neural nets, everything from agriculture, and there was so much healthcare talk on healthcare. There were so many good demonstrations. Sutter had a complete stall there. So it was very interesting to see how it has become mainstream.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because cross our fingers, we have an opportunity for a couple high-ranking doctors in Sutter Health to join our podcast, hopefully next week or the week after, and that will be my game-changing. Another thing I saw brought, which I thought was really interesting, and it was we see it all the time on television, and we talk about it. But there was a company, and I'm drawing a blank on the name. I will remember it, but they're using AI for interior design. And what they're able to do is they're able to scan a blueprint, a flat blueprint with tags on it, i.e., names of material. And then they're able to give you a 3D rendering of what it would look like. And I think what was amazing is they were able to take it to the next step. And it's not only construction, but they were able to bring in furniture and plants. And set up a home as if you're going to live in it. And now, when we start talking about types of floors, it's what kind of floors meet with the furniture that you have. And I thought it was pretty amazing because it's not an idea of drag and drop of materials in a database that we have pictures of, but it's the idea that it's able to read a blueprint, give you a 3D rendering of the house with actual products, materials in it, such as floor, countertop, and then you bring in furniture. So really, I mean, what was interesting about that, did it replace anybody? I don't think it really replaced anybody, but what it did is it took the time from concept to visual. It cut it down 90% from before of having someone hand draw it. So I thought that was pretty amazing. And also you can change on the fly. If you don't like the color of the floors, you can change it out real time. It'll show. So, I mean, the scope of AI companies at this event were huge, and it was one of those that 3 days were way too short. It could have went on a week, but I thought it was pretty amazing. What did you see, Bharat, on trends? So, we've talked about trends a lot. We've talked about where we think it's going. One thing we definitely heard is we don't use terms like years anymore. AI development and is we're talking months. We're talking 3 months is a long time. From this conference, where did you see kind of the trend going? And let's talk about it. I guess, I mean, there was quite a few VCs there. Where do you see AI going in the VC space? And where do you think they're looking today at companies?
Yeah, I think having attended a couple of the talks, some of the things I took away was they are looking to have AI solve some problems that we would have just considered unsolvable in the past. I think you gave this great example of an actual stall there where they were creating a walkthrough of the home, but the VCs threw several more challenges, and it's almost like if you can define the problem, then you can probably use AI to solve it. And I think that was one of the really big takeaways. We saw, for example, on the healthcare side, they are trying to predict the onset of disease using AI. I think that's a very, very big deal. It's one thing to be curative, but if you can predict it up front, I wonder if it's the a nicer, a good version of the modern day minority report where you say, hey, you're going to fall sick with this thing. You don't have to start the medication, but you can kind of change your lifestyle, especially if it's something life-threatening. I think that was, I think that's one of the big things that could potentially change society. I think in the area of manufacturing, there was a lot of talk about how the manufacturing companies can significantly use AI and robotics to to really improve their yield to even design the next level machine itself. I think that's pretty interesting. Up until now, AI has been used to increase yield, but can you actually design the next system? So I think the VCs challenged us on many fronts to think about unsolvable problems. And there's a feeling that with generative AI, you might find some solutions. And at the same time, like you said, Kevin, the years become months and weeks with the kind of frameworks they're creating to manage AI. But I got to go back to our favorite topic, which is jobs. Not once did anybody indicate that we're going to lose jobs. It seemed like it's just going to create so many more because if you have an idea, then somebody needs to build it. So who's going to build it? And then who's going to support it? Who's going to run it? Who's going to build that entire organization? So it just looks like, that was the one thing that I took away, in a very positive note.
Bro, one thing that I also noticed, and this is, it's not tangible by any means, it's more a feeling, but it felt like the buzz was back in the valley. We hit that point where, VCs weren't talking to startups, no money out there, no one was interested. You need to have a company that's, producing minimum of $100,000 a month to even be looked at, and even then it was scrutinized. But there was some kind of feeling of that regeneration of ideas and excitement that I saw on the floor that I haven't felt in a long time, and I thought that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was good to see the great companies there. I mean, Google had a whole stall and they even had a session on how you can build your Gen AI based apps. They hosted a startup discussion. Folks from Nvidia were there. So clearly everybody's looking to see what's up and coming. So it was definitely very fascinating. There was quite a lot of buzz in terms of people coming there, but I feel we're not yet at the tip of the iceberg. I feel the next 6 to 9 months we're going to see an even more as people understand the disruption of Gen AI. I feel the next set of conferences are going to be even better attended.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Kind of a final question. If we were writing an advertorial article about Tycon, what would you say? I mean, why would someone want to go to it? Because they have these expos all throughout the world. So why would someone want to come to it?
Yeah, I think it's getting broader and broader, Kevin. I saw so many banks from overseas come and set up a stall there. So the financial institutions are coming in. So you have access to funds. I saw companies that offer debt and companies that offer equity come to tie. So if you're an entrepreneur, hey, you can even start your financing conversations there. If you're a corporate, then you want to know who to pick up. I saw the big healthcare firms kind of scanning the place, to look for small startups they could partner with, or dare I say, even acquire. A bunch of people came for the food, and I think that's always something that happens. And I think there was a beeline for the lunch tour.
Well, why don't you talk about that, bro? What did you think of the lunch?
I'm not going there, Kevin. And as you know, somebody ate my lunch. But
that's a discussion for another podcast. But
yep. I was hoping for some good paneer masala, and I didn't get it.
Anyways, but you know, as a whole, I think two guys talking AI definitely give thumbs up to the Tycon conference. It was my first time. I was blown away. I had zero expectations. I really did. That's why we didn't even try to set up any kind of podcast on the floor. We were just going to go kind of see what it was like. And, you know, by the end of it, it was definitely one where I did not want it to end. And I'd highly recommend it. I'm not promoting by any means Tycon, but it was just pure observation. It was a great event. Great experience, and it really regenerated that excitement about AI in where it's going in the world. So, Bharat, thank you again. This is we wanted to do a quick kind of summary of it, and I look forward to next week to announce our next guest, and we'll keep this thing going.
Yeah, and I just want to end by saying, you know, the title of this Thai conference was AI Ubiquity and Envision the Future. And I would just add one thing to it. I would say, just dream any dream and see if it's possible. I think AI is getting there. It's allowing you to dream anything you want.
Absolutely. Well said. That's a great way to close it. Thank you so much, Bharat. And we will talk to everybody next week.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everybody.